Exodus, chapter 39. And of the blue, and purple, and scarlet, they made cloths of service, to do service in the holy place, and made the holy garments for Aaron, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And they did hammer the gold into thin plates, and cut it into wires, to work it in the blue, and in the purple, and in the scarlet, and in the fine linen, with skillful work. They made shoulder pieces for it, to join it together, by the two edges was it joined together. And the skillfully woven band of his ephod, that was upon it, was of the same workmanship, according to its work, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they worked onyx stones enclosed in settings of gold, engraved, as signets are engraved, with the names of the children of Israel. And he put them on the shoulders of the ephod, that they should be stones for a memorial to the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate of skillful work, like the work of the ephod, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. It was foursquare, they made the breastplate double, a span was the length of it, and a span the breadth of it, being doubled. And they set in it four rows of stones, the first row was a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle, this was the first row. And the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper, they were enclosed in settings of gold in their mountings. And the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, every one with its name, according to the 12 tribes. And they made upon the breastplate chains at the ends, of braided work of pure gold. And they made two settings of gold, and two gold rings, and put the two rings in the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two braided chains of gold and the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two braided chains they fastened to the two settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, in the front. And they made two rings of gold, and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, in its edge, which was on the inside of the ephod. And they made two other golden rings, and put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, toward the front of it, right at the seam, above the skillfully woven band of the ephod. And they did bind the breastplate by its rings unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it might be above the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not come loose from the ephod, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue. And there was a hole in the top of the robe, as the hole of a garment, with a band round about the hole, that it should not tear. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and twined linen. And they made belts of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates and the hem of the robe, round about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, round about the hem of the robe to minister in, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made coats of fine linen of woven work for Aaron, and for his sons, and a turban of fine linen, and exquisite caps of fine linen, and linen trousers of fine twined linen, and a band of fine twined linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, of needlework, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing, like the engravings of a signet, Holiness to the Lord. And they tied to it a lace of blue, to fasten it high on the turban, as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus was all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. And they brought the tabernacle unto Moses, the tent, and all its furniture, its clasps, its boards, its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets, and the covering of ram's skins dyed red, and the covering of badger's skins, and the veil of the covering, the ark of the testimony, and its poles, and the mercy seat, the table, and all the utensils, and the showbread, the pure lampstand, with its lamps, even with the lamps set in order, and all its utensils, and the oil for light, and the golden altar, and the anointing oil, and the sweet-smelling incense, and the hanging for the tabernacle door, the bronze altar, and its grate of bronze, its poles, and all its utensils, the laver and its base, the hangings of the court, its pillars, and its sockets, and the hanging for the court gate, its cords, and its pins, and all the utensils of the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of the congregation, the garments of service to do service in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and his son's garments, to minister in the priest's office. According to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. And Moses did look upon all the work, and, behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded, even so had they done it, and Moses blessed them.